first of all, we're going to conjure up one, or invoke one, from ancient Egypt. Thoth. Thoth was the name of one of the major Egyptian deities, and like all the major Egyptian deities, Thoth, as the Greeks called him, is a very complex figure. He's a lunar divinity. That is to say, he is associated with the moon rather than with the sun. And he's represented, so far as his body is concerned at least, in human form. But that human form carries an animal, or rather a bird, head. Thoth is represented with the head of the sacred Egyptian bird, the ibis, with a long curved bill. And this ibis head of Thoth is sometimes surmounted by a lunar crescent, and sometimes again by not just a crescent, but a crescent with a lunar disc superimposed upon it. In other words, the full moon and the crescent moon are together. And Thoth, in a sense, is the wisest, the most intelligent, and in some ways the best of all the gods. And amongst other things, Thoth is the inventor of all arts, all sciences, in fact, the originator, the father of culture and civilization itself. And especially is he the inventor of writing, in this case, of course, of hieroglyphic writing. And he's the inventor, too, of medicine. He is the divine healer of the Egyptian pantheon. In Egyptian myth, in Egyptian mythology and legend, Thoth is especially associated with the gods Isis, Osiris, and Horus, who constitute a well-known trinity. In fact, in some legends, Thoth appears as Osiris's vizier and scribe and record keeper. And even after the tragic death of Osiris at the hands of the forces of darkness, Thoth remained faithful to him, faithful to his memory. It was he, in fact, again according to Egyptian myth and legend, who helped the goddess Isis to purify the dismembered body of Osiris. And when Horus, the son, the infant son of Isis and Osiris, was stung by a great black scorpion, it was Thoth, in his capacity of divine healer, who drove out the poison from the bite. Later on we read that Thoth cured Horus of a tumor and healed a wound inflicted on the god Set. Now the ancient Greeks considered Thoth to be the counterpart of Hermes, the messenger of the gods, or rather, they considered Hermes to be the counterpart, in terms of their own mythology, of Thoth. But really, we may say that Thoth is much more like the Greek divinity Apollo. Admittedly, Thoth is a lunar divinity, Apollo is a solar divinity, but Apollo, like Thoth, is the patron of the arts and the sciences. And Apollo, as we all know, because this tradition has descended even to our own time, Apollo is the patron of music and of poetry in all their forms. And as we know from surviving examples, even fragments of classical and pre-classical Greek sculpture, Apollo is usually represented in the form of a beautiful young man in the prime of life. And Apollo, again like Thoth, is associated with the art, with the divine art of healing. And in the case of Apollo, this apparently is one of the consequences of his being a solar divinity. Because sunlight, sunshine, is necessary to health and to restoration, to health.